Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee met yesterday, Tuesday, whatever, Tuesday, and we met with representatives from Game Fish, DENR, and then a few other folks were present as well to provide testimony and input into how we could deal with this rather difficult issue and come up with some sort of a compromise. And so the amendment before you, members of the committee, is our attempt to reach a compromise on how to deal with the issues contained in Senate Bill 11. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Senator DeHewitt. So you're move the amendment. I assume I didn't catch that.
Yes, I am moving the amendment. Thank you.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
It has been a motion by Senator DeHewitt, seconded by Senator Hamm on the amendment. What I will do, seeing how this substantially changes the bill, is open it up for any proponents and opponents. We'll try to keep it so we can do action on this bill today. So with that in mind, are there any proponents of Senate Bill 11 as amended? With the proposed, yes, excuse me, proposed amendment, not as amended. Are there any proponents? Are there any opponents to the amendment for Senate Bill 11? Now, Senator DeHewitt.
For the committee's information, the amendment to Senate Bill 11 certainly received a lot of input from DENR and Game Fish and Parks, and I would take the liberty to inform the committee that they are comfortable, or as comfortable as they can be, with this whole issue. Or at least that's my understanding. They're comfortable with the amendment and the compromise. And maybe by way of explanation, Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you. What we've done here is addressed the situation. We've tried to make it clear that a landowner continues to have the right to fence to contain his livestock, and at the same time attempted to recognize the public's right to have public to enjoy public water. We recognize that there may be some instances where disputes arise, where if there is a fence over inundated farmland and there is not a gate to allow somebody who's on the water to have free access to the water, that sometimes disputes are going to arise. And what we've done in the amendment is to craft a similar procedure that we already have in statute relative to navigation problems on streams, and that parties can take their disputes to the Water Management Board for resolution. We cited the statute that's already in existence for that type of procedure, where if there's a disagreement as to whether or not the fence is should be there, or whether or not I can get through the fence to the other side of the water, then those interested parties can go to the Water Management Board, and through an informal process, hopefully they can resolve the dispute. If that's not possible, then they can move on to a more formal process before the Water Management Board. There was some concern, Mr. Chairman, initially by folks from DENR that perhaps we would be overloading the Water Management Board and that they might have to deal with hundreds of disputes. I don't think my feeling is that in the event that would happen, we'll have to deal with it again next year. But in the meantime, we think it's a viable solution to the problems that were raised by Senator Simmons. I hope that helps the committee in understanding what this amendment does.
Thank you. Appreciate that explanation, and I do appreciate the work that the subcommittee has done. I think they've done a good job of trying to find some middle ground. Senator Simmons, we're not into discussion at this point from within the committee, but with that background information, I would ask, and maybe some people that hadn't been involved in the process, and as I understand it, there were a number of groups that were interested in this process that were part of the discussions of putting together this amendment, so I assumed, maybe I should not have, but I assumed that everybody knew what the amendment was. But realizing that may not be the case, you may now have the amendment and had at least a chance to hear Senator Hughes' explanation of the amendment, I will open back up to see if there are any proponents and go through that process one more time, realizing we hadn't really gotten started on the opponents. Are there any proponents to the amendment at this point for the bill as amended? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Doug, commentary, we would under the situation. Mr. Hansen, we will take some commentary. Are you going to be sitting on the fence, so to speak, on this issue?
Once again, I'll try.
We ended up with...
Because we wouldn't want to open the floodgates.
Okay.
I don't know if I can.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that. This kind of reminds me of last trip to the doctor where I had a procedure done. He said, you may experience some slight discomfort here. I won't tell you what the procedure was, but generally, I think we felt much better about the amended version. The only issue that I think was still a little bit lingering, and I somewhat hesitate to bring it up because I don't know where it all goes, but the issue of safety has been, you know, a prevalent issue in other water-related bills. And what we noted in it, and a lot of this comes from our Parks Division, who deals a lot with activities that occur on waters, canoeing, snowmobiling, those types of things, not necessarily related to fishing or hunting, but where there is a higher degree of risk involved in a confrontation with a fence. And I'll just point out that within this this bill, there's no provision, as there are in the stream fencing bills, for some standard of safety related to a fence. You know, does the fence have to be visible in any way? Does it have to be marked in any way? I think this acknowledges that, yes, there is a right to have a fence there for legitimate livestock containment purposes. And it also acknowledges the public's right to use the water. And I think that was the primary focus of our attention and efforts, and those are both in the bills. For that reason, we have the comfort that we do. But there's that nagging old question about what kind of offense is okay. Now, maybe the liability provisions take care of that, but if you just took this on its surface, you could put some pretty nasty things out there on the water because there are no safety provisions or standards supplied in the bill itself. And there are some of those general things in the statutes relating to stream fencing. So I guess it was just a question that we had if some of those same safety provisions should be applied here.
Mr. Hansen, will you be available for any questions of the committee?
I'm sorry, I have to leave right now.
Comfortable. How comfortable are you on this fence? Are there any questions of the committee? Senator Simmons, did you have a question?
I don't have a question.
Are there any questions of Mr. Hansen? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 11. Let's keep those actions towards the amendment or the discussion. Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to finish for everybody here explaining a little bit of the stuff that Senator DeHewitt missed in her explanation of the amendment. If you notice on the last couple lines of the first paragraph, it says that this section does not apply to meander lakes where an ordinary high water mark has been established, or lake that has a history of public use and access. Those basically limit the effect of Senate Bill 11 as to what we've been trying to do with it. So it does not affect those other bodies of water that fall into those categories. That, I think, is important for everybody to remember. And, of course, the second section, which replaces the liability part of the original bill, cites 20.9, 20-9-11, which is the Senate Bill 9 that went off the Senate floor the other day. And it also 20.9.16, which is another liability standard that applies to recreation and so forth. So I think those are important. Is everybody comfortable with it? I still like my original bill better, but I'll accept this.
Thank you, Senator Simmons. Further discussion and or action? Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think this goes to show we've probably done pretty close to the right thing. I know Senator Simmons isn't totally happy, and I know that a lot of the other people that worked on the bill aren't totally happy, so we must have come to pretty close to the right decision.
Further discussion on the amendment? See no further discussion on the amendment 11TB. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We now have Senate Bill 11 as amended. Any discussion and or action on that bill? Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move do pass as amended.
Motion do pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Simmons. Discussion on the motion. The only discussion I'd have is I appreciate Mr. Hansen's comments in regard to the snowmobilers. I see Representative Sutton is back there as an avid snowmobiler. I thought he might have some comments on that, but that is a concern that we'll have to continue to watch, I think, in the future. As a snowmobiler myself, when you're not expecting a fence, when you're expecting a fence, it can be a challenge, let alone when you're not. But I appreciate what the committee has done. I appreciate their work. I think they've done a good job of finding some middle ground, and I look forward to supporting the bill. Senator Simmons.
As having ridden on a snowmobile once, I think it'd be an advisory that everybody that rides a snowmobile always expects a fence.
We'll keep that in mind, Senator Simmons. Senator Diedrich.
Thank you. I'm really concerned for snowmobilers. If you have a suspended fence or any type of fence on the water, and all of a sudden you have a frozen lake with a couple, 2-3 feet of snow on it, that fence can be a fatal hazard, a deadly hazard. I don't think that this makes the bill any better unless Senator Simmons feels better about it. I don't feel any better about it at all. Thank you.
Further discussion on the do pass motion.
Mr. Chairman, just thank you, Mr. Chairman, very quickly. I too, since the committee met, I have been contacted by some folks that are also concerned about snowmobilers. And I think at the time we met in the subcommittee, we mentioned safety issues or concerns a bit, but we had a lot of other things to iron out first if we were even going to be able to come back to you with a compromise. I think there is a legitimate concern there, and it may be that an amendment could be offered on the floor to address that issue. I'm not going to do that in committee today, but maybe just as a heads up, that may be coming on the floor, because I know that discussion has occurred and there's concern about that. Thank you.
Senator Simmons.
Well, I understand concern for snowmobilers, but that same concern would extend to any fence anywhere, whether it be over water or over land or over, culverts in a road ditch. I mean, you name it. There's no end to that. And if we're going to start addressing that issue on every fence in the state, heaven help us, we're going to have a terrible problem.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the question before the committee is do pass motion on Senate Bill 11 as amended. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
I'm sorry, I did not catch you during discussion. If this motion fails, you can certainly move forward.
Senators DeHewitt?
Aye.
Biedrich?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Hange?
Aye.
Biedrich?
Aye.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
Motion carries. Senate Bill 11 as amended will go to the floor. Do pass.
All right, is there further business to come before the